Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Right, Major. So for the first time in the New York State Troopers history, we have a female commander or troop commander for Troop A. How important is this to you and what led up to it?
Oh, it's extremely important. And I'm so grateful to be given this opportunity to lead the members of Troop A. Well, I hope my role inspires the next generation of leaders, both women and men, to step forward to make a difference. Now, how I got there is kind of a funny story. I actually had no plans on being a law enforcement officer. And my dad signed me up, told me I was taking the test, and it just kept rolling. And I just can't imagine ever doing anything else now. I'll have 23 years on next week. So it's crazy how it went by so fast.
So, in talking about your educational background, too, I mean, this is incredible. You are a trooper, you have your master's degree, and you have a family. How were you able to juggle all of that at once?
Well, honestly, it was because of my awesome family. You know, my other half, Mike, he's like, you got to do this. Go get your master's. He goes, I got it at home, and my parents are amazing. And so, you know, they helped me with the kids while I went to Albany to get my master's, and I'm just so grateful for them. And on top of that, my sister lives in Albany. She's also a trooper. So she let me stay with her. I had a place to stay when I went to college. So it's really the support system that allowed me to do that.
All right, and now switching it up just a little bit more serious questions. With your role, what do you hope to improve on or even build with now that you have the power to do so, or at least within your range?
Honestly, I like to keep things simple. The mission of the state police and, you know, all law enforcement agencies is to protect and serve the public and to ensure the safety of our communities and keep our roadways safe. And that's really, you know, what I intend for the members to do through professionalism, respect, and integrity. And I think if we keep it simple and stick to the mission, then we can handle anything that comes our way.
So, speaking of the roadways, with the situation that just happened in New Orleans, where 14 people unfortunately lost their lives to an act of terrorism, is the New York State Police looking to learn from this and improve? Because I've seen some things where there was some criticism where they had only patrol cars and wooden barricades instead of bollards out, but I've also heard things where that doesn't really necessarily matter too much. If somebody was going to do something like that, they would find a way.
Well, absolutely. We always want to learn from all events that happen. And we do this by working with, you know, other local agencies, sheriff's departments. You know, here in Batavia, we work with the Buffalo Police Department a lot regarding mass gathering events. And together, we come up with the best plan that we can. And we can't control for every variable, but we do our best to mitigate the risks and potential threats.
So from your position, if New York was to have, let's just say, something like Albany were to have some type of similar event that New Orleans was having where there's an outside parade, what would be some things that New York State Police would be doing as far as security?
Well, we created an operational plan for any mass event. So the plan would dictate what kind of resources that we put towards it. And, you know, we'd always have other troops available to help if need be from more manpower or resources.
All right, Major. And then just one last question for you, just to wrap up everything. Is there anything you would like to add that maybe I didn't ask you about that you would want people to know about?
Absolutely. I actually am a big supporter of the 30 by 30 initiative, which is to have 30% female representation in recruit classes by 2030. Our current class here at Cazenovia Academy has a little over 20% representation, so we're getting there. So I really want everyone to know that this job is open to everybody, you know, as long as they qualify, and we would love to have them come aboard and, you know, be troopers.